Hey, what's up? We're PSO. We're from Lemon Grove, California. We've been a band since 2012. We've been on this ride for a few years now. Whether you've been here since the beginning or just hopping on, here's our story.
So the next track comes directly from the lead man, Simon, and his life and his struggles. And I'm just going to back out of the situation because I enjoy sitting back and just really taking this all in. And so, Simon, where did this next song, what's the name of the song and where did it come from?
This song is called I Want None. It came from a period in my life that was particularly challenging, like going through just tough times, and it was kind of like a push away from everything. It was kind of like turning around and focusing on myself only, and in that process somewhat like rejecting the things that even I liked. It kind of was like a cleansing time. Being that the track is called I Want None, it was kind of like based off of the idea that like I want nothing to do with anything right now. I kind of want to like hide and be, I don't know, not necessarily be alone, but to like focus on myself and focus on growing and overcoming these challenges, but in a way that would push me forward into a positive light, that I could come out stronger, come out more intelligent, come out more able to deal with problems more effectively instead of like going through this again. That was kind of like the basis around this song. It's still one of my favorite songs to play. It's kind of like a slower one, but it has a lot more meaning to me because it's based around a problem that I feel like a lot of people can relate with, like being overwhelmed with anxiety or depression, and just kind of needing a restart and needing an ability to express those things to get over them.
It's really cool to see the full genuine story in the backdrop. It's just really neat, and but I think that it's really cool too because it's so relatable. Just wanting to drop it all and strip everything away and then come back and redefine and come back stronger, and almost like a rebirth or a if anything, redefining, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people that will connect with this track, and maybe even some of the people that have listened to it in the past and not realized that you were in such a depth of anguish at the same time.
Yeah.
Kind of turned it in such a creative force into what it is today. So when you play it, do you still visit sometimes that place? Do you kind of put yourself, like, does it pull you back?
Of course. I feel like that's kind of like something that's inevitable, and that I don't know if we'll ever get past that. Like, we all write songs that are in different points in our life, that are whether like we're in happy times or sad times or whatever it may be. It's kind of inevitable, especially like when you're singing those words and like you know what they mean. Like, it's kind of hard to not like revisit it in some way, you know.
I think that, again, this is going to be a meaningful experience for people, even on a deeper level than maybe they understood the song before, and connect their own lives with it. And so enjoy the track.
Hey, real quick, before you listen to the track, if you want to listen to this song along with our other albums, you can head over to psolgp.bandcamp.com, and be sure to check us out on facebook.com/psolgp, as well as Instagram at psolgp. Enjoy the tunes.
I'm walking to work. Go get my gun. I'd rather